Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coach's Corner. You've just got me this week, no interview. I wanted to come on and talk to you about money. Tax day was a few days ago, and I've just been in a lot of conversations with different people around money. And it's interesting. Some of those conversations that I've had around money with people have felt really expansive. People that aren't necessarily super wealthy, but have just been really organized with their money, have felt a lot of freedom around it, kind of didn't even know it was tax day because they had just dotted their I's and crossed their T's. And then other people who were stressing about it, anticipating a tax bill, feeling like it was another year where they didn't make what they wanted to make, and so on and so forth. And just watching, because you know me, as a coach, I watch people's body language intuitively and empathically. I feel their emotions and their energy around it. And seeing the difference between the people that talked about it with a more relaxed attitude versus the people that talked about it with a more stressed attitude was profound. And it highlighted for me once again how much money plays a huge role in our life. And not so specifically money, but our relationship to money. So I'm sure that you've explored your relationship to money. Maybe you've done some investigation as to where your money beliefs came from. You know, maybe you grew up in a household where you were told you have to work really hard to make money and the wealthy people can't be trusted. And so you have this huge work ethic and you do okay, but you just work and work and work and work and work and work to make money. Maybe you are coming through some self-worth issues and you know that's tied to your net worth, but you just haven't been able to shift it. You've done the personal development work and you haven't been able to shift it. So much of this is tied to very, very subconscious programming and patterning, and even trauma in our lives. You know, trauma can mean many different things. We've talked about it on the show so much. The quickest definition of it is too much, too fast, too soon, or too little when you really need it a lot more. You know, something can be traumatic in our lives that was super intense, like being abused or our parents divorcing, or we could have gotten too little affection. We could have gotten too little opportunity for self-expression, too little encouragement for our creativity. Anyway, all of those things, basically things from our childhood up to our early adulthood, imprint on our subconscious mind and our nervous system. And when we are in that sympathetic, dysregulated place of our nervous system, the majority of the time, which most of us are, we've talked about this on the show as well. Most of us are in a dysregulated place and we don't even know it because we're just so used to coping and operating at that place. So when we're in that sympathetic nervous system, that part of our nervous system that's fight, flight, or freeze, and then the compensatory strategy of appeasing is a learned reaction. Appeasing and pleasing isn't a primal response, but it is a trauma response. It's something we learn how to do. You're like, okay, well, I'll just appease and that will make things better. When we're in any of those states, when we're not in our parasympathetic nervous system, when we're regulated, it is very difficult to make non-fear-based decisions around money. And it's very difficult to attract the money, the abundance that we really want, even need, and definitely deserve. Because when we're in that dysregulated state, we're in a contracted energetic and we're in the part of our brain that's not going to be super creative because all it's worried about is survival. And so that leads us to making fear-based decisions about money. That leads us to really contracting. So a tip that I want to give you this week is a simple body-based practice to help you make less fear-based decisions. In life in general, I'm going to use fear-based decisions around money, but you can apply this to any decision. I'm just honing in on money today because I'm actually going to invite you to a free 3-day workshop called Wide Receiving, which is all about shifting your energetic relationship to money. And I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. But this particular practice, again, very, very simple, is going to help you break the reactionary pattern that you have to making any decision when it comes to money. Because this is what I see. I can think of people in my life who I've known over the years who work, 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 work. But anytime a opportunity presents itself, even if they really want to do it, the response will be, I can't afford it. We've heard this for years and years. People that want to coach with me, people that want to come to an event, people that want to do a program, I can't afford it. And my friend Kate Northrup, who happens to be hosting this 3-day workshop that I'm going to be telling you about, breaks the I can't afford it down. So I can't afford it. What we're really saying in that moment is, it's not that important to me. I don't want it enough, so I'm not going to make it happen. Or I'm too scared to do what it takes to make it happen. Or on some level, I believe I am not worthy of it. Those are all very, very, very fear-based thoughts. And when we're in that energy, we are in a contracted energy and we're actually ignoring what might be for our highest good. Because oftentimes investing, especially in ourselves, spending money, not in a frivolous way, but in a way that feels aligned, is what creates more wealth and abundance. So the practice I'm going to give you today is very simple. The next time you are faced with a money-based decision, you know, you're thinking about, do I want to go on this trip? Do I want to buy this program? Do I want to move to this home that has a higher rent? Do I want to buy a house? Any of those types of things. Do I want to send my kid to this school or that school? This one's way more expensive. I can afford this one. And we're in our head, in our head, in our head. So what I want you to do is instead stop, get yourself centered in yourself, sit down, feet on the floor. You can even stand, feet on the floor, feel your feet on the floor. Take at least 5 deep breaths, making your exhale a little longer than your inhale. Imagine, like, feel all your thoughts in your awareness. Like, if you feel into where your awareness is, for the most part, it's in your head. Imagine you have a staircase or an elevator, and you're bringing that awareness down from your head into your heart and into your gut. You can put one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly and take another deep breath and then ask yourself the question again. Like, we'll use the trip. Let's say that you've been invited on a really fun trip, but you think you can't afford it. And that's your immediate go-to. You're going to go, no, stop. Feel my feet on the floor, take 5 deep breaths, make my exhale a little longer than my inhale, and go ask yourself, what would it feel like to go on this trip? And again, don't let your head come in and be like, well, you're going to be thinking about da 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 da. Like, really imagine yourself there. What would it feel like to go on this trip? See yourself there. Then project yourself into the future the day after or 2 days after you got home. After you were on this trip and you had fun and you were nourished and you had adventure and you had play, and you were able to disconnect from the world for a while and feel how you felt after the trip. And then ask yourself, is it for my highest good to go on this trip? So again, feel what it would feel like making the decision. See yourself a day or a couple days or even a week after you made the decision, like the result of that decision, how would it feel? And don't think logically, tune into your body in terms of how you're feeling. And then ask again, from your body, not your head, is it in my highest good? So if you get a yes, and most likely you will, if you get a yes, then your mind is going to go, but. And that's when you're going to go, stop. This is how I develop trust. This is how I make decisions from a regulated place. Because if you don't start making decisions from a regulated place, you're just going to default to dysregulation. So that's just a quick tip. If you want more, like if you really want to feel relaxed about money, if you want to heal your relationship with money, even if you don't have money issues, like you've got money in the bank, it's not a big deal, but what is your relationship to money? Do you feel relaxed about it? What do you do to make money? You know, what does that take from you? I really highly encourage you to join my friend, Kate Northrup. She is the money guru, but not just about money, really about our relationship with money. She's the author of 2 best-selling books, Money, A Love Story, and Do Less. And she's really known for helping people shift their relationship with time and money. So as I mentioned earlier, she is hosting a free 3-day workshop called Wide Receiver to help you start healing your relationship with money step by step. In the workshop, and it's only 1 hour a day, so it's not like 3 full days you have to block off. In the workshop, she'll be walking you through some pretty transformational exercises and frameworks in real time. So she'll teach you about the cycle of relaxed money manifestation. She'll talk to you about a relaxed money activation process. She'll give you a 13-pillar relaxed money blueprint, and she's going to help you with some money mapping, really looking at where you are now financially and where you want to be. And she'll hold your hand and walk you step by step on how you'll get there. So to sign up, go to katenorthrup.com/Christine. That's katenorthrup.com/Christine. katenorthrup.com/Christine. That link will be in the show notes as well. The dates are April 23rd, 24th, 25th. There will be replays if you can't make it live. Highly encourage you to go. You will get so much value from this workshop. Again, katenorthrup.com/Christine. April 23rd through 25th, become a wide receiver, not in football, but with money. And between now and then, really practice that body-based 3-step process that I gave you to start moving out of fear and moving more into intuition and regulation when it comes to money. All right, everybody, that's the show for today. Sending you so much love and many blessings. Until next time.